USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
The Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter may have had a sexual interest in children, according to unsealed FBI documents. Adam Lanza killed 20 children and 6 staffers at the elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut in December 2012, also killing his mother before the massacre. A Senate Republican with a big announcement on the Senate floor yesterday, and we get the details from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake took some shots at President Trump as he confirmed that he's not running for re-election next year.
Reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused and countenanced as telling it like it is, when it is actually just reckless, outrageous, and undignified.
Speaking on the floor of the Senate yesterday, Flake argued that the nation should not accept that the conduct of some in the executive branch is normal. Flake says he deeply regrets the current tone of American politics. Earlier, Tennessee Senator Bob Corker said that Trump isn't up to the job of the presidency.
USA Radio News.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Some new details emerge about the ambush in Niger earlier this month in which 4 U.S. soldiers were killed. 2 U.S. officials who saw classified intelligence speaking to several news organizations and saying the special forces were pursuing an ISIS recruiter when they were attacked. And one theory, according to one of the officials, is that the soldiers were gathering information about the target, then decided to pursue him after discovering his whereabouts. That official saying the big question would be whether the unit got authorization and whether the risks of such a mission had been assessed. There's word that a lot of liberals around America intend to make themselves heard literally on the anniversary of President Trump's election to the White House. Lisa Carter has that story.
Thousands of frustrated liberals in Boston and Philadelphia announcing over Facebook they plan Scream Fest on November 8th, and liberals in other cities will likely join in. More than 4,000 Facebook users in Boston say they'll attend an event called Scream Helplessly the Sky on the Anniversary of the Election. Tens of thousands of others have expressed interest in the event. Organizers encourage followers to come express your anger at the current state of democracy. Some experts say screaming is therapeutic and a good way to blow off some steam.
And the Dodgers take game one of the World Series, and the temperature at first pitch was 103 degrees, the highest known for a World Series game ever. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Today's show is all about the aging process. What makes us age and what we can do about it. There's lots of talk about the use of human growth hormone, and other anti-aging techniques. So today we're going to demystify the truths from the fiction. But before we get started, I thought we'd talk about what happens when we age. Dr. Anderson likes to say aging is a process that is genetically determined and environmentally modulated. What the heck does that mean, Dr. Anderson?
Well, there's some genetic information that can predetermine how you age. And, we often speak of genomics. And then when that set of genes is exposed to certain environmental conditions, it can either accelerate or decelerate the aging process. So, for example, when the herds are under stress due to low food supplies or external stressors, the age at which young females will come into menarche, start menstruating, accelerates up, and it'll prolong the lifespan of those animals till the herd gets healthy again, and then it'll shorten back up.
Well,
are you digesting all of that?
I am digesting.
Our
that.
Listeners are wow. doing the same thing. They're yeah. like, okay.
Well, some of it's predetermined. I mean, there's, if you've got longevity in your family, obviously that plays in well. But, we often talk to patients about just because your family has a propensity towards diabetes doesn't doom you to have diabetes. It may be that those same environmental factors that caused everyone else to develop diabetes, you can alter or change. And the same is true with aging. It just because everybody, quote, died young doesn't preclude the fact that you could alter your environment to allow you to have a longer lifespan.
So in other words, to take some hard examples, some people have families where people live a long time. They're blessed and born with great genetic code, where if they don't screw it up, they can live a long, long time. But unfortunately, they can screw up the genetic code. Let's take smoking, for example. Smoking screws up what's called epigenetics. And epigenetics is where your genetic code is turned on or off. Typically, if you don't smoke, then the right genes are turned on and the bad genes are turned off. But if you smoke, that whole thing basically gets screwed up. You have your good genes turned off, the bad ones turned on, and you age a lot more quickly.
Well, we see that in smokers, and it's a great example. A lot of times you will see someone who smokes, and they appear physically older than their chronological age. And oftentimes people think that's because of the environmental exposure to the smoke around the face or the skin. And that's not really what's causing that aged look in that patient. It's literally they've accelerated up the aging process. And we know this. Objectively, we draw and measure telomeres, and we can show that their cells are significantly older than their chronological age.
Similarly, with diabetes, if people overeat, they eat too many carbohydrates, they get obese, they often get type 2 diabetes, and they look older than their chronological age also. Another example of the genetic code being screwed up. We often do a blood test known as telomere testing, where we measure the length of telomeres. Telomeres are the part of the genetic code that control cell replication. We'll find people that were blessed with fantastic telomeres, but they're screwing up through smoking or drinking or being obese or lack of exercise. So all those things affect the genetic code. So you can be born with great genetic code, but that doesn't mean you can go do all the bad things.
So true. Well, why do you think people think of disease and when they're thinking of diabetes, you mentioned diabetes, they don't necessarily see that as an aging process. They just see it as a separate disease. But Dr. Anderson, you know, also says that aging in itself is a disease. So why are people spending so much money? If you look at the global industry analysis that shows how much money we spend on anti-aging, right? And this means that people are paying for things for anti-aging that may not, are usually not at all covered by insurance. So this is out-of-pocket expenses. So between 2013 and 2019, there was this compounded annual growth rate of 7.8%. And they're saying that it's projected by 2019 that in the U.S. that we're going to spend $191.7, that's almost $192 billion, with a B, billion dollars on anti-aging. So why is everyone jumping on this anti-aging thing, but they're not necessarily so, I don't know, they're not so excited about making sure they don't get heart disease or diabetes or whatever?
Well, you have to look at the breakdown. To answer your question, you know, I think what drives a lot of it is you have the aging baby boomers that now have the resources to spend on programs and treatments, et cetera, outside of what their health plans. So they've got disposable income. They're getting older. They want to slow it down. The other is I'd like to see a breakdown of how much of that spend is on cosmetic procedures, which are kind of the Band-Aid on the problem or covering it up, versus how much is being spent on actually treating aging as a disease, like the chronic disease that it is. And I would suspect at least two-thirds of that's being spent on the cosmetic approach.
Yeah, well, you make a good point that's just the outward appearance of what's going on the inside.
True. So, you know, a lot of the, you know, people go for the quick fix, the, you know, the dermabrasion, the, you know, skin rejuvenation, things like that, that, you know, they have a place. But if you address it from the inside out and you get anti-aging programs that improve cellular health, then it will manifest itself, you know, throughout every tissue of your body. You'll look younger. Now, I always caution patients is I cannot reverse gravity, okay? So, I mean, we may be able to slow time down, but no one, short of shooting you up into space, there's no cure for gravity.
Well, let's all just go into space.
So if there are cosmetic procedures that are anti-gravity, then, you know, they'll always be there.
That's the nip and tuck stuff.
That's the nip and tuck and pull things back a little tighter.
I think I stood in front of the mirror. I kind of pulled my face back the other day. I'm like, you know, I've always been against plastic surgery, but I think I'm kind of getting for plastic surgery. Isn't that terrible?
So you want to look younger, too.
I do. I don't know what it is. I think this is what happens. Your last kid's about to go to college and you go, man, I feel old. when did this happen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the other irony is we'll have women that smoke heavily who come in wanting a facelift, and it's sort of contradictory to the whole thing.
It's just going to fall back off if you put a cigarette in front of it.
Well, get to that in a minute.
Yep, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. It's time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked it made the news. Great study, because this one proves that doctors don't learn everything in medical school. There's always more. This research is out of the NIH, the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. So a long time we believed that the brain is the only part of the body that didn't have a lymph drainage, right? It didn't have plumbing. New research shows, this is just fresh off the press, new research shows that there's actually a lymph system that carries the waste out of the brain. This is crazy significant because it may give us new clues into neurological disorders like MS and Parkinson's and things that we've been trying to put two and two together. It also is going to shed some light on that whole brain immune system connection, which we know existed. Now, here's what's really ironic about this, you guys. There was an Italian medical scientist. I think they called them like anatomist. I can't remember what they called him, but all they do is anatomy. I can't remember the word, but there's a word for this guy. This is in 1816. He said that he found these. Like he said, he found them on an autopsy that they exist. Nobody else ever found them again, and it was never talked about for two centuries. They just blew it off.
That's amazing.
And then, whoo, here comes the MRI, and suddenly they take some slices a different direction, and there they are.
Well, it's pretty cool. If you pull up the study, I mean, they've got images of the brain where they injected and then, you know,
the stuff leaked out.
Yeah.
And then it went through these
into
vessels.
The lymphatic systems. And then it basically shows a clear, you know, somewhat, let's say, circulatory system that covers the whole brain.
Yeah. It's really crazy. And it's weird that we had to go two centuries not believing this guy. I wonder how many more times something like that's going to happen. Okay. Don't forget, you can go to stayyoungamerica.com. Go to stayyoungamerica.com. And you're going to need to go there for lots of things. You can pick up our Stay Young Medical Minutes, or you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While CoolSculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your CoolSculpting provider can help you decide if CoolSculpting is right for you. Our CoolSculpting specialist can help you learn more about CoolSculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
This whole hour, we're talking about aging and age prevention. There's been lots of talk about the use of human growth hormone. So today we're going to explain the dangers of injecting growth hormone and the benefits when you actually help your body produce its own natural growth hormone. So first of all, Dr. Anderson, you're kind of like the go-to guy on this topic. So when we come back in a minute, we're going to really pick your brain.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, for today's Immortal Minute, we have a study showing a combination of three things that I have great interest in. Magnetic brain stimulation, weight loss, and gut bacteria. So we know that there's certain gut bacteria that can have a positive effect in helping people lose weight, or by the opposite deal, that if they don't have enough of them, they're more prone to weight gain. You know, and I often like to give credit to Dr. Gammon for remembering that the brain and the gut nervous system arise out of the same embryologic tissue and are tied together from virtually almost the day we're conceived. And in this study, what they used is transcranial magnetic stimulation or a magnetic brain stimulation, and it altered the gut flora to put more of the good guys to help with weight loss. So by doing transcranial magnetic stimulation...
So you don't have to get the poop transplant?
They were able to...
I'm signing up for
regenerate.
This.
So my interest in this is that it showed that there's a feedback loop. Mm-hmm. The brain will have impact on what gut flora are there, and vice versa. The gut flora have impact on how the brain functions, as we've talked about in previous studies. Depression, anxiety, mood disorders, etc., can be impacted and treated with changing gut flora with probiotics, etc.
Okay, do you think there's some tie between this and the study that we just talked about the lymph system in the brain and how maybe you should allow some of this stuff to stay up there and not flush it out?
Based on other studies that we've read about, most of what ends up in that lymphatic system is cellular debris. It's oxides and superoxides.
Breakdown, right?
So it's kind of the garbage. So I would never say never, but I haven't seen anything that ties them together, and I would suspect it's...
I bet you'll be looking for
it. It's just our, it's the cellular debris that kind of gets swept away, but there is this neurohormonal axis that goes back and forth between the gut and our brain.
Okay, that's
and
good stuff.
It all started when Dr. Gammon remembered embryology 101 that was taught at the turn of the 19th century.
I remember it well.
20th century, I'm sorry.
Why are you doing this way? All right, let's get some growth hormone. First of all, what is growth hormone? Dr. A.
Well, growth hormone is 151 amino acid peptide. Protein, basically, that's secreted by the anterior pituitary gland, the little pineal gland up in our brain. Growth hormone by itself is mostly what we refer to as a prohormone, meaning that it gets broken into other segments that then have their effect on tissues and stimulate growth or regeneration of new cells. So growth hormone is often thought of in terms of when kids are growing and developing, obviously. When you're buying a new pair of tennis shoes every other month for your teenage
son, slow it down.
Yeah,
man.
You can
pretty much out of house and home.
Measure the fact that they have plenty of growth hormone going on. And then it also gets referenced back to a lot of times in a negative fashion to athletes using growth hormone as part of a performance enhancing chemicals and pharmacy. And then the other is it's been referenced as far as age management and slowing down the aging process.
So growth hormone just in general, doesn't it go up like when you sleep or when you exercise?
So growth hormone will fluctuate throughout the day. And so when you get up and when you eat, you'll get a little spike. When you exercise or you're physically active, you get a little spike. And then roughly an hour after you go to sleep at night, you'll get a quite a big spike in your growth hormone. So You know, we always talk about getting good sleep patterns.
Yep.
I mean, if you're not sleeping good,
you're not growing.
You're limiting
like
your secretion
regenerating
of growth
your,
hormone
your
and
cells.
Regeneration. That's right. And so the biggest spike in it comes accounting for over 50% that we secrete in a day in that nocturnal spike.
All right. So age-wise, if you know it, tell me. If you don't, that's okay. Either one of you. When does growth hormone kind of decline in people?
Well,
what age?
It stays obviously pretty high during our teens and 20s. And then as we get towards the late 20s and we're getting to where that we start seeing cell senescence and the aging process starts mm-hmm. late 20s and 30s, it drops quite dramatically. And then it roughly drops, 50% every decade going forward.
Oh,
so,
my gosh,
you know, by the time
trouble.
You're 40, you've got half as much as you did at 30. And by the time you're 50, you've got a quarter of much. And, you know, by the time you're 60 and on out, it's not a whole lot. It kind of flattens out and plateaus right around age 60.
What do you think about these centenarians? Do you think that they have a longer growth hormone cycle?
Well, I have not seen studies on older patients where they've checked growth hormone
levels.
You'd
be curious, though, right?
I don't know if they've gone and drawn them. The problem is that, you know, if you said, oh, look, this patient's healthy and elderly, I want to study their levels, you kind of need to know what they were before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they might not be great that day, but they could have been really good just 2 or 3 years ago. So they could have dropped off recently. And so sometimes that data is a little... It's not real reliable. You need to be following these people starting in their 30s, 40s, 50s, et cetera, and then seeing who keeps them.
I wonder if there's a genotype that certain people have more growth hormone longer. I was just thinking about like Lucille, she's my friend that lived to be almost 104. Her sons in their 70s literally look like they're 50s. And they're in good shape.
Well, we know that it's not only what your own brain secretes, all right? And we get back to the gut,
mm-hmm.
is now they have shown that the gut can actually produce insulin like growth factor 1 or IGF-1, which is one of the major factors that growth hormone elevates. So, you could take someone that like Lucille that had, a healthy lifestyle. It may not have been just her own natural production, but perhaps she had the healthy gut flora because she grew up on a farm. And
she did.
And
we talked about another study recently that
Canada,
the kids that grew up
on these
farms, they actually had less disease overall.
Well, this is why Nebraska had one of the biggest offensive lines forever. I'm not kidding. I mean, you talk about where did you get
all the farm boys.
These big old boys that got out there and could, like a bull. Back in the day, they were the farm boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mark, we know growth hormone declines with age. Is that what causes more aging, the decline of growth hormone? And if you get growth hormone or something like growth hormone, will it reverse the aging process?
Well, it's not so much linked to aging versus not aging. So what growth hormone will do generally is it'll accelerate new cell regeneration. And if you have newer, younger, healthier cells, they're going to perform better. So you'll see things like improvement in lipid panels and insulin sensitivity and things like that. So by having higher growth hormone levels in production, everything functions better, which that improved function is going to slow down the aging process.
Mm. But it doesn't reverse it.
Doesn't reverse the aging process.
Okay, I want to go forward on this. I want to talk about, when we come back, the dangers of injectable growth hormone versus using your own growth hormone and getting those levels up. Stay tuned, and don't forget, go to @StayYoungMedia on Twitter, @StayYoungMedia, and we tweet stuff out all the time. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A renegade Senate Republican continuing to criticize President Trump a day after Jeff Flake announces he won't seek re-election.
This is undignified. This is beneath the office of the president. We've got to stand up.
Flake speaks this morning on MSNBC.
It seems now to be conservative, you have to be angry. And it's a different type of politics than we're used to.
Yesterday, when asked about Flake's decision not to seek re-election, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said,
based on previous statements and certainly based on the lack of support that he has from the people of Arizona, it's probably a good move.
Luxury car line Lexus now ending its partnership with the Weinstein Company. Lexus had provided cars for Weinstein's reality TV show Project Runway, among other productions. And this is USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we're talking about the aging process and how you can help your body increase growth hormone. Now, there's a lot of talk about growth hormone. Human growth hormone, you hear HGH, you've heard it called different ways, different things. Now, we have to stop for a minute and explain the difference between injectable growth hormone, which is highly regulated by the FDA and the reasons it's highly regulated, and secretagogues, which Dr. Anderson is actually an expert in, which are injectable peptides that actually help your body produce its own growth hormone. First, let's talk about the HGH that people are injecting and that is really highly regulated and the dangers with it.
Well, it's very dangerous for a variety of reasons. Obviously, if you're having excessive high amounts of growth hormone, which is what happens when you inject it, you're going to grow various parts of the body in an inappropriate way. People get what's called acromegaly. They get big ears, big nose. Their heart grows in an abnormal way. They can die earlier. In addition, it is a growth hormone. So every day of our lives, we have cells that mutate. Some of those mutations can form cancer. And often our immune system simply kills those mutated cells so they never actually develop into cancer. But if you have excessive growth hormone, that growth hormone can cause those mutations to grow faster than the immune system can kill it. So injecting growth hormone, the FDA is correct, of course, in having it highly controlled and having limited indications for it. One of the indications are children that have a lack of growth hormone and aren't growing. Well, obviously there, that would be an appropriate use. Mark, your comments.
Well, growth hormone can be used safely. There's evidences, and like you referenced with organ and tissue growth, I always tell patients, imagine a lot of times they can remember Andre the Giant He suffered from excess growth hormone that was exceedingly high during his growth and development as a child. But from a practical standpoint, there's two main issues with use of growth hormone. One is the sheer cost. It's very cost prohibitive for...
How much is it?
For most patients, depending on dosage, et cetera, you're talking thousands of dollars a month.
Oh,
just for
gosh.
The product. And so
that is definitely a first world problem.
Right. This is not.
Nobody in third world country is saying, let's save all the money we have in our family so that we can get a month of growth hormone.
Well, and you're talking about something that's a long term therapy. So it's not like a, you know, one time, okay, I saved $3,000, I'll go get it done and, you know, it's over with. You're talking ongoing months, years, decades, perhaps, of maintaining that. So it becomes very costly. So very few people have that in their budget that they can afford to do that. Second is the mere administration of it in the way it doesn't mimic the normal physiologic release of growth hormone. So when you inject human growth hormone, it'll spike up and it'll stay elevated for 30 or 40 minutes. It's quickly cleared by the body. During that time frame, it'll stimulate the production of other substances like IGF-1. And they're the ones that have the physiologic effect. But when you're injecting twice a week, it's really not mimicking those intraday highs and peaks, and especially that nocturnal peak when you do it at night. So,
And also you're getting levels much higher than your body would produce.
You can. So, I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot, sometimes you've got to monitor and make sure that it's not shooting it through the roof. You don't need to have growth hormone levels of a teenager or a child.
So what's the answer? So here's the equation. The equation is growth hormone will actually help slow the aging process. Injecting growth hormone is dangerous. So what do you do?
Well, we have a class of substances. They're all amino acid segments, proteins, peptides is what they're referred to, or secretagogues. Secretagogues in this case...
Secretagogue. Let's break down that word and what it means.
Well, secretagogues are anything that stimulates release of other hormones. So a secretagogue, for example, a lot of times if people are diabetic, they're put on a class of medications called sulfonylureas, which by definition are secretagogues because they stimulate secretion of insulin. In this case, we're talking about secretagogues that stimulate release of growth hormone. Many of them are segments or pieces of actually growth hormone that are replicated and put together in a lab and then generally injected, although there are some oral forms. But a simple one is, we know that branched chain amino acids that you can get in the form of supplements, can stimulate the release of your own growth hormone. So by stimulating your own body to do it, and studies show that people maintain the ability to increase their growth hormone release well late in life, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, we don't have to deal with some of those issues as far as excessive dosing because there's a negative feedback loop in there. You'll never get too high. So it makes dosing a lot easier and a lot safer. And the cost is significantly less also.
Right. And just to be clear, there's no conclusive proof that decreasing growth hormone accelerates the aging process. It's just highly suspicious.
Well, we know that growth hormone obviously declines, and it declines sharply right when that aging process begins at about 30, as do other hormonal productions. You know, it seems like in medicine, you know, we didn't have a problem. If somebody comes in, they're older, and their thyroid has declined, and maybe they're having some mild hypothyroid symptoms, a little sluggish, constipation, weight gain, whatever, we check lab values, it's down a little bit. Not a problem. We replace it. But, you know, is that normal aging? I mean, you know, it is normal aging that as we get older, the thyroid may decrease more so in some people than others.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have an issue with replacing it. And we've had this controversy with replacing, you know, testosterone and estrogen that those decline as we get older. And now much more commonly accepted that, you know, it's okay to replace those, that you're treating that aging process. And growth hormone is similar, is that, you know, it'll decline, and now we're getting more comfortable with replacing it.
You know, I'm listening to you talk, and the one thing I'm thinking is that our listeners, and even Walter and I, are so fortunate to have you on the show to talk about this because you are definitely an expert in this area. I mean, one thing you do is you actually talk to physicians and providers and nurse practitioners and PAs and all kinds of people in this field, and you explain this to the people. So you are the expert on this topic, and I just got to throw out, you know, it's so awesome to have you here to talk about this. And our patients at Executive Medicine Texas are also so fortunate when they come in and they're going through, whether it's, you know, bioidentical hormones or coming in for their executive physical or whatever, to have someone who's an expert in this topic right there at their disposal. So I'm just bragging on you.
Expert is generous. Appreciate the praise, but I would just say an advocate. So I think that, you know, this is one area where we can improve in helping patients. I mean, the great thing is when you treat these patients and you it doesn't matter what their underlying medical conditions, they will see improvement. Mm-hmm. They get better. Renal function improves. Kidney function improves. We're not telling them we're going to make them live forever, and we're not telling them we're going to get rid of the disease process.
But they feel better.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not as ill. They have better functionality. And, again, it's kind of that hypocrisy in medicine is that, you know, you've kind of got mainstream medicine that does a lot of things to help people feel better and function better, and they're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start talking about, you know, doing growth hormone, it gets the negative implications. You know, we say we're not giving them growth hormone. We're just optimizing their own production of growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And a byproduct of that is they feel better and do better.
Yep.
Well, and that's an important
Where's the disconnect there?
Well, I think the growth hormone thing came from athletes using super high levels of growth hormone for temporary improvement in strength. And, of course, a lot of them died or got severe cancers. And I think that's where the disconnect is. But you're right, optimizing your own innate growth hormone, you're not going to get those super high levels.
I
think that's a big difference.
I got to tell everybody, you got to grab a pen because we've got the medical mania trivia coming up. But you'll need your pen for the Dementia Defender. We do it at the end of every show. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. And medical mania trivia is coming up. If you're a listener, we want you to play with us. Now, you can't be a nurse, you can't be a doctor, but you're going to call us at 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. Let us know if you want to play Medical Mania Trivia. It's a blast. Don't go away. Play along with us coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
This whole hour has been about anti-aging, and yes, we've been discussing the ins and outs of growth hormone. If you're just tuning in, catch this in every single episode on iTunes under Staying Young Show 2.0. Actually, we're in all the podcast directories, so always listening on your station first, but if you happen to miss us, you can still catch us and follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Finally, we got a Texas girl. Okay, we got Angie. She's from Fort Worth. And if you're, you know, if you're a listener, and we got listeners all across the country, but if you're a listener and you want to play Medical Mania Trivia with us, just call us at 844-WELL-100. WELL-100, let us know you want to play. Angie, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. The doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you questions. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have fun. You're going to be playing for prizes. If you're really good, you get some essential multivitamin. If you're really, really good, we'll send you some age support. We'll send you some Lifeline stem cell cream. And lots of fun, lots of great stuff. So here we go.
All right, Angie. So first question. Ew, this is gross. What two components make up the wax in your ears?
Oil and skin cells.
We'll take that.
We'll take
probably
it.
Probably got skin cells and then sweat. So
yeah,
good job.
Oil and sweat. That's good.
I wouldn't have gotten that right.
That's great. Okay, Angie, here's your second question. This is a true or false question. The sense of smell and the sense of taste are closely connected. True or false? Smell and taste. Are they connected?
True.
It is true. If you can't smell, your sense of taste is depleted dramatically.
All right. When you sleep at night, what is the average number of dreams that people have during their nighttime snooze? 0, 2, 4, or 8? How many dreams, different dreams, do we have every night?
I'm going to go with 8.
4. Now, we're assuming these people sleep good, don't have sleep apnea, and they've had it treated by Dr. Charlie Powell, and they're sleeping good. But assuming that, they would have 4 good dreams a night.
Okay.
But that's still pretty good. I mean, you know, you got two right, one wrong.
She just has lots of short dreams.
Here's a creepy question.
Now, this question is about pregnant women. Pregnant women in the first trimester, that is the first 3 months, are more likely to dream of which of these three things? Frogs, rain, or cars? Frogs, rain, or cars when you're pregnant?
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Who knows this stuff?
I'm going to go with frogs.
Very
that
good.
Is correct. Pregnant women often dream of frogs, potted plants, and worms. Why? I have no idea.
But they do.
And they do that 4 times a night, by the way.
yeah. Okay, fun.
All right, final question. Which side of your brain tells you that it's your image in the mirror? So when you're looking in the mirror, which side of your brain processes that data and tells you it's a mirror image? 50-50 chance.
Okay. I'm thinking right, but I'm going to say left.
Oh, what?
You were thinking right. You were right when you were thinking right.
You know, really? Yeah. I went opposite, like it was the opposite. Yeah.
Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book called Blink, and it's about our initial gut reaction. It's almost always correct.
That's right.
So
oh.
Just remember that for next time.
Okay, we'll send you out some essential multivitamins. Thank you so much for playing with us. Have fun in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Well, you know, this is such a great topic, and I think that people really need to know about the ins and outs of growth hormone. So if you're just tuning in and you didn't know what we're talking about, that was the topic. So you can always find Staying Young Show, Staying Young Show 2.0 after we air in your area. And then also we want to give a shout-out to the military. You guys and gals, we know you're listening. We can check those podcasts, which, by the way, we have over 2 million downloads of shows and medical minutes. So the Stay Young Media Group, over 2 million downloads. That's great. And we love where we can see where those are coming in. And if you haven't already done so, be sure to go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's our website. You can learn more there or just find us under Staying Young Show 2.0 in any podcast directory.
The bottom line is, you know, secretagogues that Dr. Anderson was talking about, you know, these drugs, these peptides that stimulate our pituitary gland, which is at the base of our brain and our skulls, stimulates them to promote optimal growth hormone levels. 10 years ago, we didn't talk about this. 20 years ago, this was science fiction. There's so much research coming out now about human disease and how to look at it. Everything's being turned upside down. Chemotherapy for cancer is going away. It's all going to be immunotherapy. Heart disease is going to be all about inflammation, not about cholesterol so much, although that's still important. So it's just remarkable the changes that are happening in the way we look at things.
That's a very insightful, reflective statement.
It's
like, what, were you up late last night staring at the stars or, you know,
I was
pondering the mysteries of the world or...
I was pondering, yes.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean,
I've got an idea. I think we should do next week's show on all the medical research studies that are out there. Because there's been a lot. I mean, we could probably do one of those a week. But why don't we each pick some of our favorite studies? And let's come back next week and let's talk about some of the research that we're kind of shocked about.
You're on.
All right. We're going to do it. We're going to do it to it.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You at smartnewyou.com and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Charlie does this radio ablation procedure of the base of the tongue, which is great. It's a permanent fix. It's about 90% effective. And
covered by a lot of insurance.
Covered by most insurance and gets rid of that CPAP device. Here's this week's riddle. I am taken from a mine and shut up in a wooden case from which I am never released. And yet I am used by almost everybody. What am I? Let me repeat that. I am taken from a mine and shut up in a wooden case from which I am never released. And yet I am used by almost everybody. What am I? Send in your answers.
That's a good one. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're either going to go to our website, stayyoungamerica.com, and look for the contact us. There's actually a drop down for Dementia Defender. Or you can call us toll free at 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Now, keep in mind that we have to know, one, who you are, your address, to send you a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. You got to get the question right. I've had a lot of calls lately, and I don't know how this happens. They just say their name, say their address and hang up. You got to get the question right, guys, so and gals. So give us the right answer. Tell us where to send the book, and we'll send out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. And don't forget, every single week we're bringing you great information, new information, and lots of great stuff coming up. If you haven't already followed the Medical Minutes, you know, you can go on Twitter and follow Medical Minutes. Every day we're releasing, or every few minutes we're releasing some new little quick tip.
And what's our Twitter handle?
At Stay Young Media. That's
very good. Very good.
And then, you know, you can find us. I think it's like a capital S, capital Y, capital M. Stay Young Media. All right. Well, next week, you guys are on. We're going to do it. We're going to research all the studies that we find fascinating, come back and tell you all about them. See you then.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street,
Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To gather information about the incident.
There weren't any other injuries reported to any other family members or persons that were inside the residence. We do know that investigators are speaking with them at this time, so we can try to find out the details of what happened inside.
Authorities went to the 100 block of Spur Ranch Avenue last night for a domestic incident that escalated once police arrived. Two officers were shot during an exchange of gunfire with a suspect. Lieutenant Tim Bedwell with the North Las Vegas Police Department says the officers are expected to be okay.
When I went in with the officers as they arrived here, I can tell you that UMC staff was right there on the spot to accept them.
A federal judge says a big publishing company does not own the rights to the song Happy Birthday to You. Warner Chappell Music says it owns the song since it bought the publishing group that had the copyright for it. Now a judge has ruled that the publishing group had a copyright only over arrangement of the song and not the lyrics. This is USA Headline News.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from